Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of December 2016, and this is the 504th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting in a car. I've just parked it, and I use the car with some trepidation because I know that the parking around here can be really tricky. I'm in North Hobart, when I say the car, it's not my car, it's a car that has been lent to me until the second week in January. I've used it once so far, and I've had it for a week in theory. But today I decided I was going to go down to the Whole Foods shop and do a bulk buy, because that's often where I really feel I need a car, and or don't need a car, but it just means lots and lots of small trips, and it's really nice to have a bit of a Vorrat, as they would say in German, a bit of a store of dry goods, nuts and oats and things like that. So I've just been there, and I had to go to the homeopathic chemist, so I've been there, and now I've come here, and I thought I was going to be podcasting to you in the car, but in an absolutely hammering rain, but it hasn't started yet. It's very, very dark grey out there, so it's just waiting to do its bit. But it hasn't started yet, and I do have both a raincoat and an umbrella just in case, because a little bit later on I'm going to be meeting up with my In the Flesh writing group, and usually there are four of us here in the flesh, and one of us right in the desert of Central Australia, on Skype. But today we're all together, and so we're going to go and have a Thai meal, and then we're going to go to the state and discuss mainly this one person's manuscript that I've been reading and editing over the last couple of months on and off, and I'm surprised to say that I even got a piece of writing in too, because I decided to let myself off the hook with the novel for the moment. I was getting so stuck with it. But I found that I really wanted to work on this piece that I had found, this lost, it wasn't really a chapter, I've been calling it the lost chapter. It was a lost piece, and then I discovered that it wasn't a lost piece at all. But for some reason or other, it came to me, or got refound, and I quite liked the energy in it, so I thought I would just work on that a bit. So that's what I did. Sometimes I think letting oneself off the hook is all that's needed to release whatever energy is being blocked. So it was quite nice, especially yesterday. It was really nice to quite get lost in it. Today I didn't feel so lost in it. It was a bit more of a struggle, but so I just sent a very short piece off, and I would rather send off a short energy filled piece than a longer dredged out piece, and also because it was at such short notice, it means people might have a chance of actually reading it, which they wouldn't have done otherwise. I'm just, where I've parked is slightly close to a drive, and the person whose drive it is has just driven in, and I'm glad to say that he was able to get in, that I wasn't blocking him too much. Luckily, this is a very little car, so it hasn't been too difficult. I do hope that whatever you're doing, that you let yourself off the hook so that you can become hooked in a different way. engaged and excited about your work, and releasing those expectations so that the energy can come through. I know this is advice I would give anybody else, but I find it extraordinarily difficult to do it myself. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.